Bibles back out and turn back to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, we'll start in verse 26. Acts 14, 26. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. So now they are, they've gotten the, found a boat at Italia and went back to the port city of Seleucia and then walked to Antioch. And so now that's where they are in verse 25. In verse 26. And Kaufman said about this, the apostles had now come full circle. They were back where they started, the city of Antioch. This return to the Christians there must have been a dramatic and exciting event. It is possible that no word had been received from their labors in the last several years, except perhaps for a report from John Mark of results in Cyprus. And therefore, it must be assumed that a great throng gathered to hear the report of what God had done through his servants on that first missionary journey. And verse 27. Now, when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them and that he had opened the door of the faithful to the Gentiles. Yes, indeed, the mission had been a success. There were now several Gentile congregations holding forth the truth of God in pagan Gentile territory, and the spreading of the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth was firmly underway. And the last verse, 28, so they stayed there a long time with the disciples. And Kaufman said, there is no way of knowing how much time this long time actually was. The first missionary journey is generally thought to have involved most of the time between 45 and 50 AD. So counting the time that they left Antioch to the time that they got back to Antioch, it's thought to be about 5 years. But as Luke says, there's a long time here that they stayed at Antioch, and that is unknown. But Kaufman says this time span also including the time spent at Antioch, which may have been a year or slightly more. So the best information that I have gotten, been able to find, is about 3.5 years. It seems like the most common thought is it was 3.5 years from the time that they left Antioch to the time that they got back. And so they, and it was lesser time here in Cyprus. So the probably a good 3 years was spent here at Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe, and then backtracking, and were the main places. Of course, they also taught at Perga, but nothing was told of anything, any success or anything. Luke, in his brevity, just left that. Just said that they taught there. Okay, now Kaufman gave a summary of the first missionary journey. They set out from Syrian Antioch, went down the Orontes River to Seleucia. So from Antioch down the river, walked down the river to Seleucia, that port city. Then from there, they sailed to Cyprus, landing at Salamis. So they went from Seleucia down to west, and landed at Salamis, which is on the east coast of the island of Cyprus. Then they crossed the island lengthwise to Paphos. So they walked right across the island going west to Paphos, which was the capital of the island of Cyprus. And that's also where the governor was staying. And with that Jewish sorcerer that tried to discourage the governor from listening to Paul. And that's also the account of the only miracle in the Bible that was performed that God actually did harm to the individual. But even there, it was only temporary. That sorcerer, Elymas was his name. And God struck him blind for a short time. And then he regained his sight. And hopefully it opened his eyes to realize the message that he'd been hearing from Paul. Hopefully he became a Christian. Hopefully afterward, the governor did. And but anyway, that it was the account of the only miracle that had negative effects on an individual. But God only did that temporary. It was not permanent. And so then they sailed from Paphos to Perga in Pamphylia. So they caught a boat here at Paphos and sailed to Perga in Pamphylia. And that's on the return trip. Kaufman's comment was, and reasoning explanation of why Paul and Barnabas did not leave Perga again to go back to Antioch was they probably couldn't find a boat. That would be the best explanation. But anyway, on their inbound journey, then they journeyed to Pisidian Antioch and had a great success initially here, and it excited the whole city. And then the next week, the Jews brought all kind of negativity and got the magistrates all up in ire and got them kicked out of Antioch, and then they went on to Iconium. Then they went to Iconium, which was about 90 or 100 miles to the east. But the worst part is, Kaufman said that this was very mountainous terrain. This map doesn't show any terrain, but it was really tough going over all these mountains to Iconium. So it wasn't like a 90-mile walk in, you know, in pasture land. This was over mountain ranges. Then they went down to Iconium and Lystra, and then they evangelized at Derbe, and then they returned through all of these cities back to Perga. So then they backtrack from Derbe, Lystra, Iconium, Antioch, and Pisidian. And this is where, here it is on the back end of, we'll just go with the 3.5 years. So this is the after he'd started off 3 years. So this is now some 3.5 years later on the back end, and he appointed elders on his return journey and then went back to Perga and then traveled west to Italia. So they walked over here some 16 miles, and then finally they obtained a boat and sailed to Syrian Antioch and back where they started. The length of this journey was no less than 1,300 miles. Some 500 miles of this being by water, and the other 800 miles having taken them over some of the roughest and most dangerous terrain on earth. It is not known if Paul had the advantage of any animal power transportation or not, but the wildness of most of the terrain, the absence of good roads or of any roads at all, plus the total absence of any hint to the contrary, must allow the conjecture to stand that Paul and company negotiated the whole excursion on foot. So just from the rough terrain over the whole area and the mountainous regions, and with there not being any mention of them using any animals for transportation, Kaufman said it's a very likely the whole excursion or this whole journey was on foot, all 800 miles on land that they traveled. Marvelous were the sufferings and labors of that fearless company who thrust themselves into wild and inhospitable regions of that ancient world for the purpose of preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ and salvation in his holy name. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we will start with Acts chapter 15 next week.